Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Stacey Bynum with the Child and Family Center. As a parent, have you experienced a gap in your regular family childcare arrangements? Or as a caregiver, have you experienced needing assistance once your aging loved one has returned home after an injury? Parents in a Pinch is a benefit for eligible employees when work and family needs collide. Andrea Utz, an employee of Vanderbilt, is here to discuss her experience with the service. Andrea, what was the nature of your circumstance to call Parents in a Pinch?
I've called Parents in a Pinch on multiple different occasions, and primarily it's when my young son becomes sick at night and needs a care provider for the next day.
When do you call? Do you call as soon as you know, or do
That's
you
right.
give some notice?
As soon as I realize that he's going to need a provider, I get on the phone and call Parents in a Pinch. It's oftentimes we wake up in the morning, it will be 6 or 7 in the mm-hmm. morning. The Parents in a Pinch service actually is on Eastern time zone, so they are going a little bit earlier, a little earlier in the morning than we are. So I call them, I leave a message. Within probably a half an hour to an hour, I get a call back from them saying that they're working on getting a provider. Then I get a call back from them saying that someone's been confirmed. And they have always been successful at getting someone to my house within a couple of hours by 9:30 or 10 in the morning.
Okay. When you first called them the very first time, did they do an assessment over the phone, or how did they do that to kind of know what you were looking for?
That's right. So my son is 3 and a half, and so they wanted to know his age mm-hmm. and if he had any medical problems that were anything that needed to be specially addressed, allergies, that type of thing.
Right.
Once we have a file, they know who he is, and so it's easy. We don't have to go through all that again.
Each time.
I've called him, like I said, on a number of occasions. It's usually that he has a fever overnight.
Right.
And he's not allowed to go to his day school mm-hmm. when he has a fever. So I tell them that the situation, the medical situation, we haven't had any serious medical situations. So they're always very happy to provide somebody to take care of him.
That's good. And now, do you feel comfortable using Parents in a Pinch? Have you ever felt like, who's going to be watching my child? I don't know who this person is.
Of course. I think that's always something that parents worry about. It. Who is it we're going
right.
to be bringing into our house to take care of our child? So I'm very familiar with the service that Parents in a Pinch uses to find the care providers. They're actually a service that we had used to provide a nanny for us mm-hmm. when we first started needing care for our young son. So they're a very reputable service. In my experience, the Parents in a Pinch has always used nannies from this service, and I think they're, it's always the go-to service for them. And I know that this is a very reputable service. We've always had just excellent care providers, no concern, very professional, very easy. They, as soon as someone gets assigned to come during the day, that care provider calls me immediately and introduces, it's always been a woman, introduces herself, and we have a quick chat about what's going on with my son, and then they're there in a short amount of time. Always been really, really easy.
Do you feel that this service is beneficial for the employees and faculty here at Vanderbilt?
Well, I think the fact that I've used it on multiple times, that I'm an excellent advocate for the service. For those of us who have two working parents, where we don't have flexibility, where we need to be at work at a certain time during the day,
right.
it is really nice to be able to know that I can call and within 2 hours have somebody, or less sometimes.
Right. Okay.
I think they ask for a 2-hour window
mm-hmm.
to be able to get someone there, but they very quickly get someone. It really gives a level of insurance, I think,
right.
For us, so that we know that we can get somebody there to take care of them. So multiple occasions I've used it.
Okay.
And I will admit that it's not always a situation where it has to be an ill child
right.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
So there are gaps sometimes in his school.
Right.
And they're, as far as I can tell, willing to provide
mm-hmm.
for these times that between vacations, between semesters
right.
of his school.
And they're willing to provide services during the summer, between spring break, fall
right.
break. snow days. They're really there for snow days as well, because a lot of places do close when the schools close. So a lot of daycare and childcare places close during school. So they're good there.
Things that aren't predictable.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what we need.
Exactly. And Parents in a Pinch is also available if you have surgery and you need assistance with transportation here into the hospital. And it's also available for caring for an aging parent as well. Is there anything else you want to add, Andrea?
I just want to say just how pleased I've been with the service, how easy it's been. The other thing that I think that comes up sometimes is that it's oftentimes frustrating to decide what the price should be for what you pay for a care provider.
Right.
And I think that one of the nice things about this is that the price is fixed. It's not it's not something you have to feel like you need to negotiate or that you have to go back and forth on. You just, you know what the price is going to be for it. And I actually prefer that.
Right.
Because then I don't have to feel like I'm
not paying too much.
It's a fixed price.
That's a good thing.
Way to do it.
Do they do the price over the phone, or do you pay?
When you go to the Vanderbilt website, it will tell you what the fixed price is.
Okay. And you pay credit card, or do you pay the center?
Always pay in check.
Okay.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this webcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu.